what's this all about? The CEO of Smiling Minds, Dr. Annie Wooten, says that their goal is to see mindfulness in the Australian National Curriculum by 2020. They believe that the young people need to learn the skills to build a healthy mind and have the skills to navigate life's challenges. What are the core learning outcomes of this particular program? Learners develop emotional well-being, learners develop self-esteem, and learners develop interpersonal skills. What are the core resources needed for this particular program? The Smiling Mind is quick and simple to implement in the classroom. You only need the following: an iOS or an Android device to download the app, a computer connected to the internet to access the resources through the Smiling Mind website, and speakers to play meditation in class. How does this particular program meet the hundreds criteria? Innovativeness. Smiling Mind uses the power of technology to provide programs that are simple, easy to use, and engaging for young people. No intensive or extensive training is required for teachers. Teachers can simply download the app and play the meditation. Impact. Research shows that with the use of Smiling Mind, students leave their well-being and their ability to manage their emotions and stress and concentration on their work has significantly improved. Students who experienced higher levels of stress before participating in the program have showed biggest improvement as a result of this program. Even teachers who have taken part in a 5-week Smiling Minds program have reported their sleep was improved, their well-being was improved, and their ability to cope stress and their emotions and tension has tremendously improved. Scalability. The only concern is that this particular program is available in English, although it is used in Spain, Portugal, UK, and US. Up till now, 2 million people have downloaded the app, and there are 25,000 people have registered to use the program in their schools. It's not prescriptive and flexible and easily adaptable to any school's need. Why is there a need of such programming? Research says that about 25% of young people in high-income countries have an identifiable mental health problem, most probably because of highly scheduled cultures or being overexposed to technology and media. Just as kids are told to take care of themselves, their body, their hygiene, then there is a dire need to be taught on how to take care of their minds. But schools often lack resources and funding in this area. They do have a psychologist and a pastoral staff, but their responsibilities remain limited. They do not adopt a whole school approach. So what is the goal behind this particular program? The Smiling Mind was developed in 2012 in Australia with the goal of delivering the philosophy and techniques of mindfulness meditation in a very simple way to as many people as possible. Smiling Minds education program is developed by teachers, psychologists, health professionals, and it's a series of bite-sized, simple meditation modules for both students and teachers. The app is provided free to schools, aiming to build more happier and compassionate children and adults who can deal with life stress and challenges. It's available as a mobile app, and it contains mindfulness programs and resources which are easily accessible. As I've already said, it's non-prescriptive, it's flexible and easily adaptable, so teachers can bring their mindfulness into the classroom anytime. Schools are guided through a step-by-step process, introducing meditation. They develop a toolkit of tailored exercises to make mindfulness a daily practice in school. Lesson plans are tailored to different stages and development stages. Meditation for ages 7 to 9 are focused on developing social and independent skills. Meditation for ages 10 to 12 focuses on the power of thoughts, treating each other with respect and leadership. These programs are mapped to the Australian National Curriculum and designed to support social and emotional learning, linking to the positive education in Australia. Students who have participated in these programs have reported a sense of greater awareness of their emotional well-being, improved capacity to act on this, improved capacity to connect with their peers, teachers, and parents, and this has helped build stronger relationships and support methods. What are the steps to implement this program into your schools? The third, select the age group and get started. There are 4 group programs. Each is specifically adapted to better support the unique development needs of the age group. It's really easy. Either use lesson plans and meditation in the classroom programs, or just play an age-based meditation in the class. 7 to 9 years is designed for young children who are learning social skills, new ideas, and who they are. 10 to 12 years, understanding the power of thoughts, importance of treating each other with respect. 13 to 15 years, it supports teenagers as they transition to high school and make new friends. 16 to 18 years supports teenagers as they plan for their establish. Step number 4, establish routines. These programs are flexible. Establishing a regular practice will help your class to get the most benefit. practicing meditation every day at the same time will help you get the most out of the plans. For more details, visit the Smiling Minds. We know that mindfulness means paying attention to the current moment with openness, curiosity, and without judgment. What are the core benefits of mindfulness meditation? It results in reduced worries, anxiety, and distress. It helps create a sense of calm, learn how to relax and regulate emotions, it enhances awareness and creativity, you enjoy more positive energy, there's improved concentration and increased productivity, you develop a sense of empathy and connectedness, and you enjoy better health and better sleep. I think it's a very simple program, easily adaptable and flexible to schools. Teachers can always choose a time early morning in the assemblies or in the beginning of the classroom sessions or lessons to take 5 to 10 minutes every day and do a meditation session. I'm sure this will help children stay more focused during the lessons, and even the teachers will remain calm and avoid any aggressive behavior or avoidant behavior in their class. You don't need any funding for this, you don't need any additional resources for this. You just need to easily download the app from the Smiling Minds website. There are already resources available, there are steps there, so you can go through that, go through the details. Just download the app on your mobile. I've tried the free session of a meditation for 5 minutes that is available on the website. You can try it online now. Go to the website, go to how the app works, click on the free app, and it says try the online session free. It's a 5 minute free meditation session, and trust me, you have my word, after 5 minutes you will feel absolutely wonderful and relaxed. The same goes for your fellow colleagues, peers, teachers, as well as your students. You can begin by introducing the free session online as well. As then, for every age group there are different meditation sessions available. Download the app on the mobile, skim through and explore, and choose the best possible meditation resource for your classroom. I think it's extremely important that our students have the skill and ability to be able to cope with the life's challenges, to be able to handle stress, to be able to regulate emotions. I have personally felt that if the skill would have been taught many years back in my schools, I would have had or developed this ability of grit and perseverance much longer, much before actually. But still, I think it's a beautiful resource, and you can always go on, check it out, and try it in your classrooms, and I'm sure this is going to